from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Charla Bear. It's been almost 1 year since an explosion and fire at the Chevron refinery in Richmond sent plumes of black smoke into the air. 15,000 people flooded into local hospitals after breathing the fumes. But there was no way to assess what was in the noxious smoke. The air monitoring systems were inadequate, and they still are. It's a big concern for the thousands of people who live near the Bay Area's five refineries. Here to explain what's happening is KQED science reporter Amy Standen. So, Amy, right after the Chevron fire happened, a lot of people were calling for better air monitoring in the region. What did they want?
Well, what communities want, and this is not just in Richmond, is more and better air monitors. As we saw after the fire, those monitors were miles away from the source, and they just didn't provide much real-time information that people could actually go online and see for themselves. And Richmond residents have been asking for a better system for years. In 2010, Chevron actually agreed to provide one. It struck a deal with the city, but it just didn't happen. So fast forward 2 years to the 2012 fire, and Chevron says, okay, now we're really moving forward with this air monitoring system. They came up with a plan that they would build three monitors along the refinery's fence line and then three more that were in the city of Richmond, like closer to where people actually live. So Chevron said, we'll have this up and running in early 2013. Of course, here we are in July. And while those fence line monitors are in place and working, the community monitors are not.
If Chevron has this plan and it's already half up and running, what's holding up the rest of the improvements?
Well, it depends on who you ask. There do seem to have been some logistical problems. For example, at one of the community sites, there was just not enough electricity to power the equipment. Chevron says that the city has been slow to okay the plans. And when you talk to some community members, they agree.
Okay. And it seems maybe a little bit strange that Chevron would be doing this monitoring. Why is it being left to Chevron?
It's a really good question. I mean, after all, we have an agency, right? The Bay Area Air Quality Management District that you'd think would be doing this. But as we saw in the 2012 fire, the existing systems that are supposed to do this have some real shortcomings. And so that's why it has fallen to individual communities to negotiate these deals with refineries. For example, the city of Rodeo has an air monitoring system near the ConocoPhillips refinery. But in some cases, these agreements have really been kind of a bust. For example, in 2003, Valero struck a deal with the city of Benicia to put an air monitoring system into place. Plans were drawn up, the equipment was bought, but the website never came online. And after a couple of years, no one could agree on who was in charge of this system. So right now, there is a trailer full of air monitoring equipment somewhere in Benicia that I hear has just been unplugged. So if it happens, Chevron system in Richmond would really be the most sophisticated air monitoring system out there.
Amy, how exactly would these monitors work?
Well, there are different kinds, but one of them is called an open path monitor, and it's pretty cool. This is a machine that shoots a beam, and behind the beam is a sensor. And anything that interferes with that beam essentially leaves a certain signature that points to a specific chemical. And this can happen in real time. So then you can go online and see exactly, for example, how much benzene is near this monitor at that moment.
Okay, so once we get these improvements in place and we have these systems up to date, what will people be able to do with the information they collect?
Well, that's kind of complicated. That agency I mentioned, the Air District, doesn't recognize the data that comes from these kinds of air monitors. They say it is just not compatible with their system. And that's really important because it is the Air District that has the authority, really, to penalize a refinery if it emits too much of something. So if and when these local systems are up and running, you could argue that the data won't really have a lot of teeth. It's not enforceable. But when you talk to community members about this, they say they know that and that the first step is just knowing what they're breathing. They say the data itself will be empowering.
Amy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Amy Standen is a KQED science reporter. And I'm Charla Bear. More news online at kqednews.org.